Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Welcome back. If you've ever lived in a dense city like New York, you know space is a commodity. And part of living in the city is being in very close proximity to your neighbors. They can make or break an experience. Our next guest has let that idea shape itself into a whole body of work. We're joined today by Gail Albert Halliban. Gail is a photographer, and for almost 15 years, she's been exploring the relationships we have with our neighbors in a series called Out My Window. In her work, she explores how windows connect us to the world and communities around us in the cities we live in. The project has taken her all over the world, and in the process, she's published two books of photos, including one on New York, one on Paris, and most recently, Italy. Her new book is titled Italian Views. It just went on sale this week. And her most recent work from Italy has also inspired a production called Grace and Milt. We'll find out about that. You can catch that next Monday at the Aperture Gallery. Gail, welcome to All of It.
Hi, great to be here.
And first, full disclosure, Gail and I were in a book club together, and she always had the smartest answers. That's all I'm going to say. Your personal history is really interesting because you were actually pre-med. You thought you were going to be a pediatrician, and you even worked with psychiatric patients. Is that right?
I did.
Explain that work and then how that work led you to being a photographer.
So I was pre-med at Brown, and I worked in a pediatric psychiatric hospital after Brown, and my job was to film families, to code them for signs of mental illness. And I loved filming the families. And I got really sad when I saw the signs of mental illness. So I decided to, on a whim, apply to graduate school for photography, and I became a photographer instead. But I do actually teach in the narrative medicine program at Columbia University. So I teach doctors photography. So it still all fits together.
That narrative medicine, that's a whole segment I'm trying to do, and we're going to do it. So I'm going to pick your brain about that too. So how did Out My Window begin? How did the series begin?
So I lived in Los Angeles before I had kids, and then I decided New York was a much better place to raise children. So when I was pregnant with my daughter, I moved to New York City, and I moved to a loft. And I didn't know any of my neighbors. And on my daughter's first birthday, the neighbors across the way sent balloons and flowers and a card saying, "It's great watching your daughter grow up. Happy birthday."
You were like, ew? Yeah, thank you, but ew?
Yeah, exactly. I was super creeped out. It was like, why do these people know this about me? But then I went over and met them. And I realized I had a lot in common with them. They had young kids, too. And we had built a sense of community by watching each other. And bridging that gap was really interesting. So I started to ask all my friends, who else sees their neighbors across the window and what are they doing? And I realized nobody saw anything very creepy. Everybody was really interested in finding the things like reading bedtime stories or drinking a cup of coffee that we all do. And that sense of connection built a real sense of community that I think is what makes living in a city so great.
I also think it's interesting that you did this all pre-social media, because now we know everything about each other. And back then, there was a little bit of more of a mystery element, I think.
And I think back then people were much more interested in finding out about their neighbors. And now I think we're all a little bit sick of it and we know way too much. But at the same time, I think what happens across the window is you have more of a sense of imagination. So the window becomes a stage set where you can imagine the lives of the neighbors instead of social media where we are being told too much. So the windows become much more theatrical.
How do you convince people to let you come to their house and film across their windows?
So I always ask neighbors to ask the neighbors themselves. So I facilitate that communication, but it is a neighbor asking a neighbor. And often you are much more willing to help your neighbor out. And everybody knows the moment they're being photographed. I'm on the phone with them. So there's nothing voyeuristic or creepy about it. Everybody's collaborating. And pretty much nobody said no.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I just finished the book in Italy where Italians are so excited and open to meet their neighbors. And we'd have to have like a glass of wine before we'd shoot, but they were completely willing to participate.
My guest is Gail Halliban. Her new book is Italian Views. It's available now. I'm interested, since you have done this around the world, what were some of the cultural differences you noticed, about sort of confirming the shoot, making the shoot happen, and then what you observed?
Well, in Paris, everybody at first said no. They were like, this has to be illegal. There must we're going to get taxed on it if we show our stuff. But then when the work became kind of chic and cool and Le Monde did an article about it, then people started to want to participate. And they were very organized, and I could scout in advance and I could produce it perfectly and plan the perfect time. And it was super efficient. In Italy, I would show up and nothing would be planned. And I have to just like go and charm the neighbors. And I had this very charming young actor, photo assistant who was from Rome, who would help me just kind of meet people. And it was super casual. So that was, Italy was great. Buenos Aires, people were a little nervous, definitely scared of the idea. And same with Istanbul. And New York, everybody loves it.
So the book also features vignettes around them?
Yes. So I ask neighbors what they imagine of their neighbors, and I write that down. And then I ask the viewer, the pictures, what they imagine. And I write stories about these sort of combined imaginations.
And you have people read the vignettes. We actually have one inspired by one of your photos in New York. Let's listen.
Every Christmas, she paints her room. And every Christmas, she's puzzled by the color she paints with such determination. Perhaps on this day she expected a soft spring green would provide her with balance, or maybe she is disappointed by the way the color seems to engulf the objects she has spent countless hours arranging and rearranging yet again. Red lamp by the couch and the sewing machine on the table. Purple lamp on the table and the red lamp on the dresser. Sewing machine and storage. No. She has had it wrong the entire time. Plants, yes. As simple hanging plants are essential to pull it all together. But now the room must be green, spring green, for the plant to harmonize. Tonight, the room is chartreuse. But she can fix it if she were just to move the couch. Ah, yes. It's been the couch all along.
My guest is Gail Halaban. Her book is called Italian Views. It's part of her Out of My Window series. Now, not only have there been vignettes, this has actually inspired some sort of stage production that's going to happen on Monday. Could you please explain this?
Yeah, so I wrote these vignettes, like the one you just heard, and that inspired a producer and a director, Darlene Kaplan, Steve Zuckerman, to option it as a script idea. And they collaborated with New Neighborhood and commissioned Marcus Gardley and Sheila Callahan to write a script of what they imagined was happening out the window. And so we are doing our very first reading on Monday at Aperture. I do think it's actually sold out already.
That's great.
And it's going to combine the projections of the photographs. The projections of the photographs are the stage set. And this is a piece that we hope will travel to galleries and theater because we all imagine, and I want to inspire people when they look at my pictures to imagine more than what they first instantly see.
What is the next iteration of this? This is sort of interesting. It went from photos to audio, now to stage. Where do you see this going next?
Well, it is a global project. I have photographed on every continent, but Africa and Asia, I actually haven't gone. I've only sent my camera to people, and they've attached it to their computer, and we've Skyped, and I've operated the camera remotely. So now I want to go to those places and see what the difference between the physical connection, the face-to-face connection is, and the remote connection.
What has been most challenging about this?
You know, honestly, it hasn't been so challenging. It's really been fun. I mean, people have invited me into their homes and shared their experiences of their daily life. I mean, I think what's the most challenging is we are disconnected. So the project actually is a remedy for the challenge of daily life.
You mentioned what you want people to get from this. Over the course of your career, what have you gotten from this?
So when you travel, the best thing to do is to go to people's homes. I have been so many places in the world, and I've never done anything touristy. Instead, I've slept in a palace on the Grand Canal that people have hosted me. So I've just been able to really see the world through local eyes and realize, like, we're just not that much different from each other. We really think somebody living in Tanzania's life is completely different than somebody in America. But actually, we have more in common. And that's really what I've realized.
Has there ever been one photo you've taken which you really debated about whether or not to put in your book?
Well, my assistant fell in love with a girl in one of the photographs. But I photographed him on the date that he had the night before the girl he fell in love with. So I feel terrible that he's on a date and it's in my book, and the next day in my picture he met the love of his life.
But that's the way life is.
Absolutely.
Moment to moment. Gail Albert Halibut, the name of the book is Italian Views. It is available now. Gail, thanks for coming in studio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great to see you.
Listening
to all of it on WNYC.